Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto underlines the importance of defense sector. Indonesia reaffirms goal to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development within 3 years. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto underlines the importance of defense sector for a country while opening Indo-Defense 2025 exhibition in Jakarta. Andi Romdoni has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto delivered a resolute address at the opening of Indo-Defense 2025, emphasizing Indonesia's commitment to building a robust defense system while maintaining peaceful international relations. The event provided an opportunity for domestic and global defense industry to showcase the latest military innovations. In his speech, Prabowo highlighted the importance of the defense sector for a country to guarantee independence and prosperity. Referencing Indonesia's past colonialization, Prabowo stated that Dutch colonialists extracted approximately $31 trillion worth of resources, equivalent to 144 years of Indonesia's current state budget.
Apa yang itu mengajarkan kepada kita?
What does that teach us? If we are now successful in preserving our wealth, maybe our GDP per capita is also one of the highest in the world. The president further outlined Indonesia's balanced approach to defense and development. He stressed that true national security requires strong defense and social welfare. The expo featured cutting-edge defense technologies, with PT Pindad unveiling its new electrical tactical vehicle named Pandu, symbolizing Indonesia's commitment to green technology in defense. The expo runs through June 14, featuring 1,180 exhibitors from 55 countries with theme of defense partnerships for global peace and stability.
Indonesia aims to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in 3 years. Ofra Regina has the details.
Indonesia is aiming to become a member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or the OECD, within 3 years. This was announced by Coordinating Minister for Law and Human Rights, Yusril Iza Mahendra, at the National Entrepreneurship Day event in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said Indonesia must follow international rules and standards set by the organizations.
One of the requirements to join this group of developed countries is to agree to several OECD rules, including shared efforts to fight corruption, promote fairness, and create legal standards that are fair and clear.
Indonesia began its membership process in early 2024. On May 2nd, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development approved a roadmap to guide Indonesia through the next steps. Mr. Yusril believed, with stronger legal reforms, Indonesia can compete with other developed countries on the global stage. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia showcases defense innovation at Indo-Defense 2025. Desi Anugranov reports.
The largest defense industry exhibition in Southeast Asia, Indo-Defense 2025, opens in Jakarta on Wednesday, June 11th, and runs to June 14th. Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin confirmed full readiness for the event. At the opening, Minister Shavri said the exhibition features 1,180 exhibitors, including 659 foreign companies and 521 Indonesian producers. He added that Indonesia is ready to showcase its defense industry progress and boost global defense cooperation.
At Indo-Defense, many of the technologies are now developed by the younger generation of Indonesians who carry the spirit of our national technocrats. This marks the rise of a modern generation of Indonesian technical experts.
Several dignitaries from 42 friendly countries have confirmed attendance, including defense ministers from Brunei, South Korea, Bosnia, Papua New Guinea, and Timor-Leste, along with top military officials from Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, and Turkey. This year's Indo-Defense also present non-military innovation such as disaster technology and emergency logistics, making it a key platform to strengthen Indonesian defense diplomacy globally. Desya Nugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto instructs faster waste management and local government action. Nora Pardede has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto has instructed a faster implementation of Indonesia's waste management program, the national target by 2029. The instruction came during a cabinet meeting at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik said the strategy covers both upstream and downstream approaches. On the upstream side, the government will strengthen local waste processing sites that focus on reducing, reusing, and recycling. Downstream efforts include converting waste into energy through waste-to-energy plants and refuse derived fuel system.
Sehingga segala strategi telah kita susun bersama.
The president called for quick action and faster cooperation with local governments since waste management is their responsibility under law number 18 of 2028.
Karena tanggung jawab sampah ini sesuai dengan Undang-Undang nomor 18 tahun 2008 itu pemerintah daerah.
Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian added that 33 landfills have been identified for energy conversion. Private sector involvement is also growing, with the Nantara investing in regional waste to energy project. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia calls for global cooperation on inclusive infrastructure. Andi Romdoni brings us the report.
Indonesia is calling on countries around the world to work together on building strong and fair infrastructure that benefits everyone. At an international infrastructure conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, said infrastructure should go beyond serving just one nation. It must address shared challenges like climate change and support sustainable growth for all.
We believe that infrastructure is no longer just a national concern. It is part of a broader global compact that advances climate resilience, equity, and peaceful cooperation.
Agus Yudhoyono added that Indonesia's efforts focus on regional connectivity and fair financing to support developing economies.
Because prosperity must be inclusive, and sustainability must reflect the realities of countries like ours, where resilience is built not in boardrooms alone, but in farms, villages, coastlines, and informal economies.
He highlighted Indonesia's role as a link between Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. He called for strong partnerships to build systems that are resilient, modern, and truly benefit people. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's minister promotes entrepreneurship and small business growth. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Maman Abdurrahman at the National Entrepreneurship Day event in Jakarta on Tuesday emphasized the significance of the day in honoring entrepreneurs and young business owners across Indonesia. Maman shared optimism that Indonesia will meet or exceed its entrepreneurship ratio target of 3.10% by 2025.
Jadi tadi saya sedikit review.
Our current ratio is about 3.1%, and we aim to raise it to 3.2% by accelerating our programs.
To achieve this, the ministry runs training, management development, market access, expansion, and projects like entrepreneurship incubation and improved business registration. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia takes bold steps for a safer digital future. Here is Ofra Regina with more.
Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid says strong digital literacy, responsible use of technology, and proper management of new technologies are key to building a healthier online space. She made this statement to mark the newspaper's 40th anniversary at the Business Indonesia Forum in Central Jakarta on Tuesday. Mutia also said it is important to train media workers to help build a safe and trusted digital space. We believe that by focusing on our main pillars, including digital literacy, ethics, and governance of technologies such as artificial intelligence, and by improving media human resources, we can help create a healthier digital space. A safer online space will lead people to seek out credible media. She added that her ministry is working with media outlets to create a strong and sustainable media ecosystem. The 40-year journey of Business Indonesia, she said, is a reminder of the media's role in uniting the nations and moving it forward. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Waste Management Through Upstream Downstream Schemes with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Waste is a serious problem that requires attention and real action from all parties. In Indonesia, the waste problem is a complex issue and requires serious attention from the government, people, and private sector. Some of the problems faced in waste management in Indonesia include the large volume of waste, especially in urban areas, lack of infrastructure so that much waste is not managed properly, and lack of public awareness of the importance of proper waste management. In addition, the regulations in Indonesia are still inadequate, while in fact the environmental impact of waste that is not managed properly will only add to the problems in overcoming it. The Indonesian government has emphasized its commitment to resolving the waste problem comprehensively before 2029 as targeted in the 2025-2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. This commitment was discussed in a limited meeting led by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto with a number of ministers of the Red and White Cabinet in Jakarta Tuesday, June the 10th. Minister of Environment Hanif Aisol Nurofik said that President Prabowo has given direction to accelerate waste management by actively involving local governments, including upstream schemes such as reduce, reuse, recycle waste processing site and integrated waste processing site, as well as downstream approaches such as waste to energy and refuse-derived fuel. The government has identified 33 final disposal site locations that are the focus of converting waste into energy. Overcoming the waste problem in Indonesia cannot be done by the government alone. It requires joint efforts from all parties, including the community and the private sector. With a strong commitment to overcome it together, the waste problem in Indonesia can be overcome. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di butiran cinta.
Semoga,
dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu.
tertawa karena ku hanya diam. Dan mabesu ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu. Mungkin satu nanti ku ungkap semua tertawa karena ku hanya diam. Dan membesu ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di bola matamu seakan memaksa dan terus memaksa. Ada pelangi sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C.
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 Which can be used for
cicak,
coklat,
celana.
Let's continue. D,
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 which can be used for
danau,
dodol,
desa.
That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, it seems that we have been almost accompanying you for more than 5 hours and 30 minutes. Well, it seems that, and I do believe you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, still listening to our program, our segments here on Indonesia Today up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. That's why I would like to say thank you very much for your listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can also enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news. And you can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital as a solution for entertainment and information in your hands, so please download now on Google Play and Application Store. Listener, now I would like to share you the song with Noah with title Menunggumu, and also with our other songs, and also including our feature with title Safara Batam, our filler, and also our music corner, and many more. So please stay tuned at www.voynews.id. And I'm Ahmad Faisal. And also the current duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program. Hopefully, all what we share you, all what we provided you, can be much goodness, can give you additional information, can make you feel enjoyable. And whatever it is, just keep love. Keep loving Indonesia and keep on listening to our program at www.voynews.id. Have a nice day and see you next time, listener.
Terima kasih. tak pernah bisa akan terlupa pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta. Aku bertanya bila waktu ini masih milikmu, ku hadirkan semua hanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggu.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you. Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam, which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the Shafar Bath. Listeners, Shafar Bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district, who still keep and practice it. Shafar Bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shafar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shafar Bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shafar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basuh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Shafar Bath tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran out of rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice, it's what today's people would say, what in honesty. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today, it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower possession than him."
Preceding Shafar Bath, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the Gua Fak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Shafar Bath is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Shafar Bath as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villagers.
Alhamdulillah, there are some benefits as long as we practice Shafar Bath. We have a lot of blessings, health, benefits for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family uniting.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefit of Shafar Bath, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. Both men and women and also the children are all happy. Every year we take Shafar Bath. Once we do it, there is the sense of fun and joy. Safar Bath is not only for Tari village residents. Anyone can join it. Subhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with Safar Bath, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambao, especially in Tari village, always remind each other of the importance of our togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the Safar Bath that they have observed so far.
Listener, Safar Bath has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Tari village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice Safar Bath. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like Safar Bath observed by their ancestors. To preserve Safar Bath tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again. All components of the Malay community, so the Malay culture can be raised again and to be preserved.
In addition to maintaining and preserving this tradition, what needs to be done is making Safar Bath be better known and have more benefits for the local community. In terms of tourism, for instance, because Safar Bath tradition has a great potential as an attraction for tourists who visit Batam, which will ultimately drive Tari economic turnover, especially for the village, Muhammad Zain stated.
Actually, if the tourism site is packaged properly, it will be an interesting event. People will be interested in coming over there, and if they have come, the village will be alive. There will be economic activities.
Listener, to package Safar Bath as a tourist object is just a plan that nobody knows when it will be realized, because everything cannot be separated from the role and support of the local government as the policy maker. However, Safar Bath will continue to be observed by the Malay community in Tari village, Batam.
Tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dandy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koil Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada
pastikan kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Putra-putri yang siap berbakti.